Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Thursday, I am thinking about the country if Kamala Harris ever becomes president. As I have reported, she has the most liberal voting record in the Senate. And that's pretty amazing, considering Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren sit close by in the Senate. Now, I don't know Senator Harris, never spoken to her, but I was appalled at her demeanor in the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, not because she opposed Kavanaugh. That's fine. Liberals don't like conservative traditional judges. We all understand that. But Kamala Harris denied Brett Kavanaugh due process, almost destroyed him and his family, based on absolutely no evidence that Judge Kavanaugh ever did anything wrong. The FBI investigated and couldn't find nothing, yet Kamala Harris convicted him on television. She is a woman of San Francisco values. If you travel to the city by the bay, you will see the devastation that has enveloped San Francisco. And finally, on the racial justice front, Kamala Harris is a provocateur. She is a person who ignites racial fuses. And therefore, with the power of the presidency, how would this turn out? So I fear Senator Harris even more than I do Joe Biden. Now this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.